that you love, your will be done. Let your will be done in me. Like the rising sun that shines, and like the darkness comes a light, I hear your voice and this is my awakening. And like the rising sun that shines, and from the darkness comes a light, I hear your voice and this is my awakening. And like the rising sun that shines, awake my soul, awake my soul and sing. And from the darkness comes a light, awake my soul, awake my soul and sing. And like the rising sun that shines, awake my soul, awake my soul and sing. And only you can raise a life, awake my soul, awake my soul and sing. And like the rising sun that shines, and from the darkness comes a light, I hear your voice and this is my awakening.
Okay, you can greet one another. Kids are dismissed.
Stage presence has never been there. I gotta plug mine in here and see if I can tune her up. I think I'm up to it. Yeah, I used to have, or my friend used to have one that used to play with her pretty cool.
The bassist Jonas plays one, has one on his headstock. Anytime you play live, he's got one.
Oh, good for him. Not too bad, are they like $20?
Yeah, they're not expensive.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Have one there and angle.
for me too? You got one for me too?
Yeah.
Probably needed one for that last song. Let's take one. You're like a little dealer with these things. You always have some on you.
Good morning. In our prayer time this morning, we're going to use Paul's words to the Colossians. Let's pray. In adoration in Colossians 1:15-16, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things that we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As people who were created by Christ and for Christ, let us come before him in worship, worship of his perfection and goodness. Let us bow before the one who holds all things together. Thank you, Jesus, for breath of life. Confession. Paul warns in verse 23 of chapter 1. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. You've been saved and filled and brought to live by this good news of Christ living in us. Yet we're a distracted people, often looking to this world. Confess before Christ the times this week that you've drifted away seeking assurance and comfort and pleasure from the world instead of Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, Colossians 1:11-14, reminds us of the immense riches we have poured out upon us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you'll be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He's enabled you to share an inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he's rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transformed us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Let us together come with thankful hearts for all that he's done and is in doing in and through us. Thank you, Jesus, for the body of Christ that we get to be a part of, grow in, learn, and become people of grace. Supplication. Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words: devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Bring your requests before God who listens, the God who loves us, the God who is good and merciful. We pray for Miranda and Brett and baby number 3, for Aspen House, for peace, for Drew, Michael and Tavia, for Jackie, for Cindy, for Connie, Sean and Chantel, for Lou and Harold, Roland and Carolyn, Morgan, Patrick and their family, Corrine and Isaac's family, Monique and Wilford, for Rita, Sharek and Jamen, for Tammy and her family, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Shannon and Cam, Cynthia and Jill. Some of the places around the world: Uzbekistan, Venezuela, Israel, Gaza, Iran, Sudan, Haiti, we pray for peace. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are so difficult or complicated or painful, we bring to you, our good and great God, like knows us like no other. Come and bring peace to our own hearts. As the community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. A reading from the Word of the Lord today, John 3:16 to 21. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for the fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. Wrestled with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise so hard. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us by still songs of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, so God. Yeah, your grace is enough. Heaven's reaching down to us. Your grace is enough for me. God, I sing, your grace is enough. I'm covered in your love.
Your grace is enough for me. God, I sing, Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me.